Good morning. Our question today is with Purim Mishulash. We have seen that the four main mitzvahs that we typically have on Purim, when Purim falls on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, so the 15th falls on Shabbos, we don't have any of the main mitzvahs that are done on the day of Purim. In fact, two are done on Friday, two are done on Sunday. The Mikra Megillah Matanos Levyanim are done on Friday. The Seuda Mishloach Manot are done on Sunday. So how do we remember that Shabbos is indeed the day of Purim, the main day of Purim, even though we call it Purim Mishulash? Purim is on Shabbos, simply that we're doing mitzvahs on Friday and Sunday. But Purim is Shabbos day, and really not the other days in Yerushalayim. So in fact, there's a halacha that's brought by many of the poskim. We'll just quote the Mishnah Berurah, says that because of this, there is a requirement, Sho'alim v'dorshim bo bayom b'hilchas Purim, kidei sheyizkru inyan hayom. There is a drasha. We learn in a public form, and the learning is focused on the nisim v'flos, the nes of Purim, the nes, the miracle of the saving of Klal Yisrael. And in fact, when it falls on a weekday, other than Shabbos, when it falls on a regular day, we have the Mikra Megillah that we are reading about the Nisim of Purim. However, when it falls on Shabbos, that we don't have the Mikra Megillah, we don't have the Megillah, the concern here is we're going to forget that it's Purim, or forget that the Nisim, we're not going to focus on the miracle that happened in the saving of Klal Yisrael, and accordingly, we have to discuss that explicitly. It's very similar to the drasha that we have on Shabbos Shuva, or the Shabbos drasha that we have on Shabbos HaGadol. Indeed, there is a drasha, or there should be a drasha in Yerushalayim, in every shul, every possible location. There should be drashas discussing the Nisim, v'niflos, the Neis, the great miracle of Purim. Now, what the focus on really, as we mentioned, is many of the poskim say that it should be agadic in nature, talking about the nes of Purim. Drasha is based on the psukim, again, talking about the nes of Purim. However, there is a more minority view that it should focus on the halachas of Purim, and accordingly, the Biskei Tshuva says that a Yirei Shamayim should try to fulfill both of those, have some agada and some halacha all relating to Purim as well. And in fact, the Minchas Yitzchak says as follows, that even though there are poskim like the Bach, who bring various reasons why we don't have to be makbid about learning about Chagim on the Chag itself, they bring different rationales why we're not strict about this, Sukkot, Pesach, etc., on the day itself of the Yontif, there are rationales to be lenient. But when it comes to Purim that falls on Shabbos, like this year, they would agree that there is indeed a chiyuv to have a drasha, to publicize the nes that happened on Purim. And unfortunately, people are not careful about this requirement, but indeed, it should be reinstituted. It should be publicized that there indeed is an obligation. We should have drashas in the shuls talking about the nes of Purim on this day, on the Shabbos, so people don't forget indeed that it is Purim. Now, continuing, there are poskim that say that somebody who can't come to the drasha, in shul or wherever it may be, there's still an obligation on each individual, including women and children, that they should learn about the nes of Purim on their own. So that is important, even if it's not in a public format, but at least individually, everyone can Yerushalayim. This Shabbos should be learning about the nes of Purim, and indeed the Purim HaMeshulash, the Sefer Purim HaMeshulash by Rav Dublitsky says that the main time is Shabbos day, not Friday night, but Shabbos day, because the main laning of the Megillah that we would have had is during the day, not at night. So accordingly, to replace that, the main learning that we're talking about on Shabbos should be during the day of Shabbos and focused on the nes of Purim. Have a wonderful day.